Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited Reno Monday morning to speak at a conference for the National Association of School Resource Officers at the Peppermill Resort. Roughly 200 people gathered outside to protest Sessions and President Donald Trump's immigration policies. Reno Public Radio's Karina Gonzalez was there and has the story.
Twenty-five-year-old Briseida Castro is an immigration organizer for the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, or Plan Action. She flew in from Las Vegas for the demonstration.
I live with the fear of my family being deported at any second, and so that's why I'm here. That's why I have to raise up, I have to make commotion, I have to let my voice be heard. As much as many emotions that it does bring to me, it's something that needs to be spoken about, and I'm going to be that person.
Meanwhile, inside at the National School Safety Conference, Sessions addressed the topic of immigration head on.
Our government spends large sums of money each year to protect and care for unaccompanied alien children who are recklessly sent to the United States by family members or others. It's $1 billion a year. If we refuse to prosecute these adults for illegal entry, as many of our critics want us to do, that would be a disservice, I think, to the people of this country.
Teresa Navarro is a community activist in Reno who helped organize the protest.
A lot of us are very frustrated, and I don't see an out until we actually do things like this, like big protests. If we don't make a statement with him, what happens to us? What happens to the people? You know, and we now have so many people that have joined in.
The Reno Police Department was cooperative with protesters and no arrests were made. Karina Gonzalez, Reno Public Radio News.